855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Head over to freetalklive.com where you can actually control the content of the website. What you can do is submit different stuff you find online that you think is interesting. Whatever URL, maybe it's a YouTube video or perhaps a blog post you enjoyed or a news item, you can submit it as show prep and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Ali and JJ are joining me as they are now on Friday nights. Thanks for being here, of course. And, of course, thanks to you in advance for calling. You can bring up anything you want, like Dave is. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, longtime friend of Free Talk Live. In fact, Dave, I don't know how long it's been, but I've been one of your advertisers for, you know, full disclosure, I am one of Dave Ridley's advertisers in the form of freekeen.com and Free Talk Live and LRN.fm. And Dave, like, how long have we been in an arrangement together? It seems like it's been quite a while now.
But you've been a better friend to me than I have you. I think since, I would say 08 was when you started advertising Freekeen.
I think it's important to, you know, to support people in the movement that are doing good work. And one of the reasons why I moved here was to encourage more activism. And if I can do that with my, not just my voice on the radio, but also some of the dollars that I they have at my disposal, then I will certainly do that. And I have to say that I'm more than happy to give a testimonial to Dave Ridley. People act when it comes to his advertisements. Like, Dave will bring people. I mean, if you've got something that's interesting, if you've got something that's terrible, then, you know, no advertising can help with that. But if you've got a good product or website or whatever it is that you want to get out there, I definitely am a believer in the Ridley Report as a delivery vehicle for that message. And you are somebody who's very prolific, as JJ put it earlier, with your activism, which is almost entirely of a video sort. But in some cases, you do other activism, like some of the things I think that you'd be... you've become known for, at least to me, sort of Ridleyisms, if you will, are like one of my favorite things that you do is you'll go in somewhere and you'll hold a sign at a location, and then eventually the bureaucrats will get sick of you and they'll tell you to leave. And when you're finally threatened by like some guy with a gun, you will end up leaving, but you'll back out of the location very, very slowly, and you'll just kind of slowly extract yourself from the situation. You won't do it in the way they want you to. They want you to turn tail and zip on out of there, but you just go back backwards as slowly as possible, rolling your camera the entire time. And there was an instance not too long ago when that actually ended up getting arrested because the cops at a hotel in Nashua didn't like that you weren't leaving in the way they expected you to. Although you did leave when you were told to leave, they didn't like that. They ended up arresting you, and you won that case in court.
Correct. Yeah. I don't think they'll do that again, but anything is possible.
And are you countersuing in that case for like some sort of damages?
Yes, and it's one of these long, drawn-out, nothing-happening, waiting-for-response type situations right now.
Gotcha. I hope you'll keep us in the loop with what transpires with that. I don't know if we've yet had an activist countersue and get some sort of a settlement up here. I know it happened with Nathan Cox down in Virginia, one of the guys from copblock.org, but up here I don't think that has occurred yet. Are you aware of that happening, Ridley?
I'm not aware of one, but I think Catherine Bleich is also suing Nashua PD. She's an activist that didn't actually live here, but was just visiting, and she was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat similar circumstance.
So you were giving us a recap of some of the things that you experienced earlier this week in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, one of the destinations for liberty activists who are coming here as part of the Free State Project or the Shire Society. So what else did you want to share with us?
Well, see, the other interesting thing was during the meeting, you know, as people were going in, I interviewed Councillor Denincia. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
That's close enough.
He looked vaguely familiar to me, but I didn't remember her name. Anyway, the other question I was asking some folks was, what are your concerns, if any, about Freekeen? What, is there something you don't like about them? You know, and she said, well, you know, they can be kind of, I can't remember everything she said, but there were some counselors that said they can be, you know, kind of annoying. Most of what they do is legal, live and let live, that kind of thing. What she said was interesting, though. I think she I can't remember if she indicated that she disagrees with some things, but she said, I'll tell you something. There was a time when I had to go to the hospital, and the person who drove me there was a Freekeener.
Interesting.
That was very interesting. I had never heard that. So
I had never heard that either.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I know that she, you know, she's somebody who's lived in the area for a long time, so somebody else that has gotten involved with local activism and is a freaking blogger is Heike Korser, who has known that particular lady for a long, long time. So maybe that was that situation. I'm not certain. But Keene is such a small place. One of the reasons why I wanted to move here was because I felt like I'd have a bigger impact in a place like Keene with my activism than I would in a larger city like, say, Manchester, which has more than four times the population of Keene. So I just felt like it was a more viable destination. But, you know, just to give you an example, the lady you're talking about literally lives down the street from me. So, I mean, these people, you know where they live, and they know where you live, and there's something about that that contributes to people being a little friendlier, I think, with one another. I mean,
sure.
It helps that I think a lot of activists try to come from a perspective of love and understanding when it comes to what these government people are doing to us, and I think certainly having the moniker, the tagline of peaceful evolution at freekeen.com helps keep that peaceful-oriented mindset. Obviously, these folks wouldn't be as friendly as they are if we were constantly angry at them or mad or upset
right.
at the things that they're doing. And it's easy to get mad and upset at the things that the government people do.
I think that's one of the valid critiques of activism is that some people seem angry when they're doing it, and I think it sends the wrong message.
For sure.
I think the peaceful sort of history that Keene has had as far as activism goes has led to a good deal of this sort of getting along and being, I don't want to say understanding, because I think a lot of these bureaucrats aren't very understanding. What I think it is they're more likely to not just dismiss and just, you know, call them terrorists, you know, like the American way. Basically, if you disagree with someone, you call them a terrorist, mm-hmm. and then you make them disappear or whatever. They can't do that because the peaceful aspects of so much of what's going on has sort of removed some of the tools from their toolbox.
Right. We're peaceful and we're not strangers because we're neighbors and everybody sees everybody over and over again in a place that's relatively small. Whereas, you know, when I lived in Sarasota, Florida, which had 10 times the population of the area in which I'm living now, if not more than 10 times. But when I lived there, I didn't know who any of the government bureaucrats were. They certainly didn't know who I was. And so there's a disconnect there where it's easier to look at people that are government bureaucrats in larger cities where there's that disconnection. It's easier to look at them as more like monsters or evil people or whatever. But they are humans, and just like we are. And everybody's fallible. Everybody makes mistakes. And I think that being in a smaller place helps bring people to that mutual understanding of, oh, these are actually my neighbors. These are actually people. They've got feelings. They've got families. They've got things they want. They want to be, you know, cared about, etc. And I think that there's some walls that have come down, and certainly are going to come down more over time as more people move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and start making more connections in the community. I just don't think there's any way to avoid that from happening. So that's why I think it's so important we get more people here sooner rather than later. Anything else you want to share, Dave?
I guess the other interesting thing was that I asked Chief Miola twice in two different contexts.
That's the police chief.
About the shooting, the cop shooting of a burglar while he was fleeing, and he wouldn't talk to me.
He is giving me the silent treatment as well. Most of the government bureaucrats around here are pretty friendly, but he refuses to basically even acknowledge my presence at this point.
Well, I shouldn't say that he wouldn't talk to me. He did talk to me in the sense of interrupting my second question, just to say, no, I won't talk to you. But the other interesting thing is I got pulled over while I was there, too. This was actually in Westmoreland. And that turned out to be actually a very positive experience. I mean, again, you'll see it all on video.
And it's all on video because Dave's always got his camera rolling, and you can see it all over, or as it's posted, because it's taking you a while to get all of this footage posted and edited up. Some of it you're just posting up raw, just because you have so much. Over at RidleyReport.com. Plus, you also mentioned to me, and by the way, it's YouTube.com/RidleyReport. I think you also mentioned to me that it was great the last few days because there were other people with video cameras rolling, and they have uploaded their videos raw to the internet, to their YouTube channels, where you can then use video that you're pulling down from other activists to make your videos even better.
Yeah, I've already edited Kelly's into the next video or the one after next.
Perfect. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Thanks, Dave, for the update. Appreciate it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Good day, this is Peter Krasnovel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are awaiting for you there. That's freetalklive.com, and the features include news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. They are all free, and you can link to them all from news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And by the way, we were just talking with Dave Ridley there for a couple segments because he's always got something interesting going on, constantly out with his video camera recording the activism scene. And he's also frequently found at the State House in Concord. He just goes all over the place, and he does great work. And it's one of those stories where Dave Ridley has managed to make this his full-time career. I mean, he's somebody who's turned his activism project into something that is what he does. And I think that's something a lot of activists would like to do, because activism's great. I mean, it's rewarding, it's fun, you're spreading good ideas, and if you can profit from it, and if you can, you know, make a living off of it, or at the very least pay your bills, then it's really nice to be able to do that. So kudos to Dave for being able to make that transition. It's tricky.
And you can get creative. Dave does sort of his own thing, and he has his own style, and it's a great opportunity for media people to come up here and try a new way of producing media for people, because the mainstream way isn't the only way.
And we do use his videos quite frequently on Freekeen TV, as he does cover a lot of interesting topics and topics that people are persuasive. It's good stuff.
Unlike people in mainstream media, Dave Ridley is someone who's not afraid to ask tough questions of people. And that's just something you don't get from the mainstream. And we've belabored that point quite a bit recently. Our number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, if you would like to take control of the airwaves. But I wanted to point out that Dave Ridley, I don't believe, has missed the Porcupine Freedom Festival yet. I'm pretty sure I've seen him there every single year I've been there, and I've been there every year, or every year that I've been in New Hampshire. And it's coming up in less than a month's time. There's a lot to prepare for those of us that are doing preparations. Like, JJ, you're putting together the musical lineup for the event.
Yep.
Of course, Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live every single night. There are going to be all manner of different performances. I think you've got a couple comedians lined up, if I'm not mistaken.
For the comedian, we do have one comedian, but we're basically focusing on things like Wheels Off Liberty and, mm-hmm. and The Roast and Soapbox Idol. So there's a lot of good comedy, but there's also a lot of very interesting panels and talks.
It's going to be packed. There's more to do this year than ever before. And when I say more to do, I mean on like the official itinerary. There's also other things happening outside of that. There's the Alternatives Expo that has their own list of things and you know, speeches and panels and stuff like that that's going on. So there's always stuff that's even happening in this kind of ancillary to the main event, to the official schedule. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Of course, plenty of family fun events and games, and there's all kinds of fun stuff. So everybody from families to couples to singles, the big gay dance party, or the bigger Gayer Dance Party, I believe it's called this year. Yeah, that's going on, and it's just going to be an absolute blast. Go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com, and the best part about Porkfest is that you get to meet other people that get it when it comes to the ideas of liberty, people that understand what freedom means, and you can get a taste of what it's like to be around a community of liberty-minded people all the time.
Yeah, I know that Hunter, I believe, left a expensive watch on a picnic table as an experiment,
mm-hmm.
and he came back the next day, and it was still there.
Wow.
So, things like that.
I did feel like at last year's Porkfest, I wasn't super concerned about people stealing stuff. I don't know why. That probably sounds naive, but I thought, who would steal at Porkfest? Because you're immediately going to be, you know, looked down upon by the community if word gets out about that. So, yeah, I didn't have any problems with that either. It seemed like everyone there was on their best behavior.
I generally think that's true. I think that, though, it is still a public event. It's not like we own the whole campground, although the super majority of people in the campground are there for Porkfest. There are still some folks that are there, you know, that they kind of timeshare out. There's certain, I guess, parts of the park where there's people that are just there for several weeks on end.
Right, seasonal rental renters.
So it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. PORCFEST.com. You don't want to miss it. If you've considered making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you don't want to miss Porkfest.
That's right.
If you just think it's neat what's going on and you just want to meet some of the characters like Dave Ridley, he's going to be there. A lot of these folks are going to be there. All three of us, we're going to be there. And probably about 1,000 other people, maybe even more than 1,000 other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks. That's what it's all about for me, is being able to meet people that care about freedom and hopefully have new people. Like you, Allie, you're relatively new to the area. You just moved in last summer.
Yeah, well, right after Porkfest, I had told everyone at Porkfest, I'll come in 2 months and basically 2 months later,
you
I was here.
Kept your word.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
You got to keep your word for people at Porkfest. I mean, you don't want to be fraudulent.
So don't miss it. It's a blast. And if you do miss it, well, there's always another one next year. 855-450-FREE. We were talking in the last hour about Detroit and how it is they are shutting down traffic lights all around the city. Excuse me, not traffic lights. They're shutting down street lights. And, in fact, many of them they don't even have to turn off because 40% of them are already broken. In their 139 square miles, there are 88,000 streetlights, and 40% don't work. They're going to be shutting down a number of them, as has Highland Park, which is actually a three-square-mile city within the city of Detroit, so it's encircled by Detroit. Highland Park has shut down 1,100 of its 1,600 streetlights, so about two-thirds of Highland Park streetlights have been shut down. And some residents are rightfully concerned about this, considering that, well, streetlights contribute to a lower crime rate. And Cynthia Perry, who's 55, has lived for 6 years now with no street light near her house. It has been broken for six years.
Okay, as a principled individual, I would say, well, if you want light on your property or outside your property, you ought to provide it. You should have a motion sensor so that when you come in your driveway, it turns on and you have the light you want. Don't depend upon the city to give you the what you want.
Oh, absolutely. But then again, she can only go so far beyond her property line with lighting, right?
Yep.
I mean, she might be able to light her own property, but if she has to walk out to the bus stop to go to work in the morning at 6 o'clock, then she's SOL at that point.
Yeah.
So she's pretty concerned about that. And the city, by the way, is, let's see, besides streetlights, the Detroit Lighting Department provides electricity, this is from Bloomberg.com, to 144 customers that include the Detroit schools and local government offices. Almost 22% of the city's electric bills were unpaid, or currently, I guess, unpaid. Mm-hmm. That's just one reason Detroit is digging out of a $265 million deficit and saddled with more than $12 billion in long-term debt.
Wow.
And by the way, as I understand it, the state of Michigan is not in good financial shape either. So it's not like the state's going to be able to come in and bail out Detroit. Detroit is going to have to figure something out on its own unless the federal government somehow steps in. I mean, it's a mess.
Wouldn't this be good? Maybe it's just a fantasy, if you will, but the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution to a degree with Henry Ford's industrial line. What if it's the first city to sell itself off and become a private city? That would be amazing.
It'd be incredible. We will see. Of course, what would the bureaucrats' motivations be to do something like that?
Yeah, I guess I'm just fantasizing.
They're trying to reduce the size of the city, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the areas in which they're shutting down these lights, in which they're basically removing all semblance of government services. 855-450-FREE.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Listening options included live streams. We've got those in different flavors. We've got the broadband, mid-band, and narrowband versions. So 64K, 32K, 16K, whichever bitrate fits your internet connection, you may use whichever one works best. Over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you'll learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week across the country, plus our satellite listening options, which include XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel covering all of North America, webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Listen.freetalklive.com to get the details. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service by which to abide. Anybody can download the free Bitcoin software. And by the way, I did just re-download the Bitcoin software recently, and it's new. They've updated it. It's a little bit easier to use, I think, than it has been in the past. And that's what you're going to see happen with Bitcoin as new people jump into this open source movement. It'll become better, more robust, easier to use, easier for the end user. And if you've never heard of Bitcoins before or you'd like to get a briefing on what they're all about, please go to weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are so simple. The idea is decentralized money. It's money that's not being created by some government bank, some central bank, or some corporation. No. It's all completely decentralized. It's meaning that there's no node, that you can't just take out one node and have the entire operation go down. You can take out a bunch of them and the whole thing is going to still be operating because it doesn't depend on any one entity to exist. There are millions of people that are using Bitcoin around the world, and over time it's just going to get more and more useful. It's already pretty useful as is. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more. And thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have your Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. we've been discussing Detroit, the fall of what was once a great city. Back in the 1950s, they had way greater of a population. The population has gone down by 60% since that time. And, of course, with that fall in population, combined with the bad economy, combined with a huge government, you know, a huge city government, because we know that governments don't get smaller voluntarily.
Right.
They don't choose to cut budgets on their own. They only do it when economic circumstances force them to having to do it. And that's what's happening now in Detroit. You know, you just can't get away from the laws of the economics.
Like a parasite. They just continue to grow and feed off the host taxpayer until there isn't any food coming in. And then they get smaller to survive because the parasite doesn't actually want to perish. It's going to do whatever it can to survive and make it through the hard times until it can gorge on more taxpayer money.
So we're seeing them cut back on a variety of different things. In fact, I found another piece here about, I think it's the Detroit Free Press. It's reporting on their 2012-2013 budget and some of the cuts that they're making in this because they have to. But we're also telling you about how they're slicing back on streetlights, going to be cutting in half the amount of active streetlights that they have in the city. They say that delivering services in Detroit is to a thinly spread population is expensive, according to Bloomberg.com. Some 20 neighborhoods, each a square mile or more, are only 10-15% occupied.
Can you imagine 1 in 10 houses on your street? That's like you're the only one on your block.
That's desolation. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Whose streets are these? Our streets.
Yeah, they are.
That's, can you imagine? I mean, that's hard to really envision.
No, I mean, it's literally a ghost town in some areas, yeah. I'm sure.
In 20 neighborhoods. According to John Mock, law professor at Wayne State University, he specializes in urban law and policy, says the city can't force residents to move, and it's almost impossible under Michigan law for the city to seize properties for development. Mock said landowners can demand many times what property would fetch on the open market. He said there are tremendous political, administrative, financial, and to some degree legal obstacles. Unless you phase out a neighborhood altogether, you still need lighting and waste pickup and police and fire protection. But that's what they're pulling. They're pulling police protection. They're pulling lighting. So while this lawyer is saying you need these things, apparently the city of Detroit is saying, well, we're just not going to provide them to you.
We have no obligation.
No, they don't.
Right.
And are they're not cutting back on taxes to make up for the lack of services.
That's a good question.
Because that still crowds out people's ability to contract private people
because
to
they're paying into the city.
Because they're paying the same amount as they were when the services were better than they are now.
Right.
But it doesn't affect how much they pay.
This should be a real heads up to anybody out there who hasn't taken us seriously when we have said that the Supreme Court has ruled again and again the government has no obligation to protect you. Not only have they ruled they have no obligation to protect you, but they have no obligation, no one in government, no government agency has any obligation to provide you with any of their services, anything.
Right.
And this really makes it crystal clear. They don't have to have police around. They don't have to have the police respond. They don't have to have streetlights that are working. They don't have they don't have to repair your streets. They don't have to do anything.
And that statement there, they don't have no obligation to provide you with anything, but yet you have an obligation to pay for their services. If an individual out there
not a real obligation, you only have an obligation because they might come with guns to
kill
you.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah, I guess that doesn't. Yeah, that actually does count.
No contractual obligation.
Right. You didn't agree to the deal.
Your obligation comes through force, right? So if anyone out there can take those two images and juxtapose them together in their mind, they can see that government is bad. That's not good. That's not how things should
be. Well, the people before you, JJ, before you're around, see, there's some people that agree that this is how it's going to be. And so since you're born into this world, you're kind of beholden to the decisions of people before you.
But I didn't agree to their decisions.
But it doesn't matter, JJ. That's just the way things are.
Born into slavery.
Oh, no.
According to Freep.com's the Detroit Free Press, Detroit's Human Services Department will be eliminated. This is a story about their budget for the 2012 to 2013
services,
year.
Which is,
I believe that's like healthcare and stuff like that, like a government welfare program. The transportation and lighting departments will be privatized. And 2,600 jobs will be cut, including EMS and firefighters, under a $1.12 billion budget sent to the mayor by the city council. Frustrations boiled during more than 2 hours of council discussion about that budget, which includes many of the nearly $250 million in spending reductions proposed by the mayor. Most of the disagreement was about whether the city could even approve a budget that was crafted through a consent agreement that 4 of 9 council members did not support, and that the city's top lawyer has been declared illegal. And this kind of gives you some insight into how difficult it is to, even within the ideal of reducing the size of government, trying to do that within a system that has so many built-in safeguards and protections for the system itself and for the employees of those systems, like government unions, for instance. These organizations make it very difficult to cut back on size of government, because these unions will scream to, you know, the heavens and, you know, say, well, you can't cut us. You're obligated to pay us this rate for whether we work or not, and you're obligated to give us all this money on pensions as well.
Well, see, is it... You know, okay, so the government's making contracts with people, but the government is just an idea, you know, like in a philosophical sense, but then also in a sense that it's making a contract, and instead of being personally culpable for the contract, what they're basically saying is, yeah, all the people that I represent are agreeing to this contract I have with you. So then when all the people they represent... you know, the population declines and there aren't as many people to represent and there aren't as many cash cows, then the obligation was, it obviously means the obligation wasn't legitimate in the first place, since the government has no business making contracts.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to keep screaming and yelling, and they're going to keep taking cities to court, but eventually the unions are going to have, they're going to lose, because as long as the money's drying up, at some point, some cuts are going to have to be made, and that's what they're doing here with looking like 2,600 government jobs to be cut in this next year's budget. 855-450-FREE, although I'm curious to know how many employees the city has as a
whole.
What
didn't they cut? That's what I'm curious about.
Exactly. We'll come back with more here, a little bit more about some of the failures of Detroit, watching as a government, does what all governments do. They fail, and in this case, they're failing extra hard, and it's fascinating. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Way may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy to use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features free. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promotes. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month to the show. We'll take that money and invest it into getting on more great radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We are up to 106 radio stations at this current point in time. Those are licensed FCC stations. That doesn't include any stations that might be taking our content
106
and airing it without any permission.
Nice.
Not too shabby.
Congratulations.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But and the unseen, for people listening, the unseen is that Ian, obviously being the Free Talk Live principal, Ian invests some of the money he gets through the success of the show into other liberty activism.
It's true.
And he has helped sponsor and, I mean, he's been a huge sponsor for Liberty Forum, for Porkfest, and all kinds of different activities conducted by activists.
He's not spending the money on Bentleys.
No, he's not.
No, I don't even have a car that's operable right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have a car that's operable, but it's not legal. How about that?
I just wanted to say that.
Thanks, I appreciate that. You know, well, that's why I moved here. I mean, I moved here to be active. I moved here to support other activism. I can't do everything myself, and so anything else that somebody else wants to do that I think is a good idea, I'm going to put some money behind it. And so that's why I've donated to Derek J's fund, where, for those of you that don't know, Derek J, one of our co-hosts, is in jail as we speak. He's going to be there for another, I think, 35 days or so, or 30-some days. He's got about another month remaining. And he's a hero of mine. I mean, he's a really great activist, a really brave guy who ended up getting in a little bit over his head as far as non-cooperation, civil disobedience. And he learned it the hard way, unfortunately. But after he gets out of jail, he's going to be doing a tour. Derek J is going to be imposing a self-imposed exile, and this is sad for all of us because we love Derek, and he's so much fun to spend time with. But this will be good for everyone else around the country because they're going to get to have Derek J come for a visit, which, I mean, how cool is that?
Ambassador.
I'm not that virtuous. I think he should just stay here.
Well, I don't blame him for wanting to. I don't blame him for wanting to get away for a year because he's going to be on a suspended sentence, and it's a suspended sentence of 540 days. So if he's arrested again within that year's period of time, and they seem to have his number, so they seem to be out to get him to some extent. If he's arrested again in New Hampshire, then they can bring those charges back. or they can bring that 540 days back on him. So I think his plan is a pretty good plan in that he's going to go around the country and meet up with liberty-minded people all over the place, and he's on the hunt for some of the best liberty activism that's going on outside of the Shire, outside of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it'll be great. He's going to be video documenting it and continuing to make Free Agents Radio news. And so he's still going to be doing activism.
Yeah, I think he's a great ambassador. I think he's going to definitely represent a lot of what goes on here well, and he's going to spread the ideas and message and get a lot more people on board. So.
Absolutely. By the time he gets back a year later, there's going to be all new faces that'll be moving to New Hampshire as a result, not just of Derek's activism, but as a result of other things that are attracting them here. And so I'm glad. So I gave that as an example of one of the activism projects I've recently contributed to, because he's trying to raise money to help sponsor his travels, because mm-hmm. It's not free to travel around the country. And so I threw $150 in there, and you guys can throw in 10 or 20 or whatever it is you can afford. You can link to Derek's fundraiser from one of his websites. Probably the easiest one to go to is victimlesscrimespree.com. It's the new site that I put together to promote what is going to be a full-length, feature-length documentary about Derek's exploits here in Keene. And there's a link on the right-hand side of the page to his fundraiser, so you can see that there.
Nice.
Victimlesscrimespree.com. And as soon as Bo Davis, who's also in a jail cell right now, gets out of his jail cell, I think probably in about a week or so, Bo will be returning to work on editing the Victimless Crime Spree film, and he's going to crank out a trailer, so we're going to have some, probably before Porkfest, we'll hopefully have the full release. If not, certainly we'll have a trailer for you to see, and I think it's going to be great.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Toll-free number again here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Although some people are saying, hey, free people should move to Detroit because there's going to be all kinds of interesting opportunities in some of the undesirable areas of the city as the city government bureaucrats are cutting services back dramatically, cutting police services to 8 hours a day rather than 24 hours per day.
Also think of the other aspect. I know we're talking about the human aspect of cutting back. But as people move out of areas, as the services stop and things get shut off, you will have more wilderness growth. You'll have more wildlife that venture into these areas. So more deer and various other animals. Mm-hmm. You're going to have overgrowth. Some of the houses and stuff are going to be just, it's going to look terrible because no one's maintained any lawns or kept up with any of the things that maintain and it makes
the earth is going to retake it.
Exactly.
So there's more news about Detroit, because it's absolutely fascinating to me. Every now and then, like every several months, we'll check in with what's going on with Detroit. They have the new budget, which actually is going to completely eliminate the Human Services Department. 2,600 jobs will be cut across the city's government. And according to the story, the spending plan calls for the elimination of the Human Services Department, but adds 6 more months of funding for the city's health department and the international airport while futures are determined. The mayor wants to put both divisions under independent outside agencies. The budget would also reduce the city's workforce by 2,600 people and ultimately end up privatizing the bus and lighting departments, although it spares the city's human rights department, which Bing initially proposed eliminating. The budget moves toward transferring the functions of the troubled Human Services Department, which administers federal funding for home weatherization, Head Start, and other programs for poor people, to outside charitable and social services agencies. So I love that this is happening,
right,
in that whenever government people have a problem with their system, like every now and then the federal government or some state governments will come to this budget impasse where, the people in state government can't agree on the budget, and they'll all say things like, well, if we can't agree on this budget, we're just going to have to shut down the essential services of the government.
Yay!
And, well, right, I mean, that's what
I'm
say.
Doing, yeah.
We say yay to this, but a lot of people, oh my God, what are we going to do?
Right.
But this article is even acknowledging, it's amazing. Mainstream article, Detroit Free Press, is saying here, look, outside charities and social service agencies, somebody else is going to have to pick up this ball because people still are going to need help. And the fact is, having the government offer these services is not the most desirable way to help people.
Right.
It's the least effective, least efficient, most wasteful way that you can possibly help people. So this could end up being a really good thing for people in need.
I think between the indoctrination that makes people fearful, like you're saying, and the sort of dependency that's created, it's definitely, excuse me, going to take some sort of, I guess, it's going to be difficult for some individuals, certainly. But I think in the long run, it's going to create a sort of, I guess, a psychological situation that can spread to other areas and saying we could be independent and we can do our own thing. We don't need government.
Hopefully, that's the hope that, you know, these kind of places you could hope you could send people to maybe educate. And in a lot of the urban areas, I've heard from people that have done outreach in those places that they're easier to reach in the urban areas because they know the cops aren't out there to protect them. And they know many of these things that it's hard to convince other people with their nice houses and everything is fine. You know, people that have to live the hard life realize that the government's not there to protect them and
Absolutely.
They haven't ever been.
Right, right.
And they're going to come up with solutions. The other article we talked about with the streetlights being shut down was there was a business organization of businesses in that area that was trying to come up with a way to make this happen, to make these lights come back on, to do it independent of the government's situation. And so people, I guess necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Right.
So everybody's been so used to the government taking care of the lights. Like, who would have thought that the government couldn't keep the lights on? Well, that's the situation that Detroit has. I mean, they can't even keep lights operating. That's how pathetic the government people are. And so people are going to step up because they have to. And I think it's great that people are going to have that opportunity. Because once they take the reins, why would they ever want to let the government take it over?
Right. Because then they have a system that's, for one, it's more accountable because it's a system they created and they take part in instead of being a system that is given to them from some other fictional entity. And so it's like, not only do I take part in it, but I have a certain pride in the fact that it's going on and that, you know, I'm a part of it. And I have an incentive to see it do well because, you know, I want it to be efficient use of my time and energy. I also want to be safe, if it's a safety thing, or I want to be, you know, able to see if it's a lighting thing. And so, yes, taking control of the situation, being independent, it is rewarding. It is very fulfilling for individuals once they finally take a hold of those reins.
And one of the other things that could really help places like Detroit, would help anywhere, would be to have the police that remain, whatever police services that remain, actually have them focus on real crimes with victims rather than rounding up people for possession of a plant or something like that. And then maybe they would actually be more efficient as well. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.